With your latest news, I'm April Cummings. The Cayman Islands government's new Solicitor General is Reshma Sharma, who was appointed to the position effective August 1st. This after an open recruitment process. Ms. Sharma is also now the Portfolio of Legal Affairs Chief Officer, with responsibility for all operations of the portfolio, including budget and personnel matters. Deputy Governor the Honorable Frantz Manderson tells Radio Cayman he is pleased at the appointment.
I am delighted that an attorney of the caliber of Ms. Sharma has been appointed to this position within the Cayman Islands government. I admire the way in which she has served the government in all the years that she has worked in the public sector. I look forward to her continued sterling service to the government and people of the Cayman Islands.
Attorney General the Honorable Sam Bolgen says he holds Ms. Sharma in high esteem for the skills and qualities she brings as a professional to the Portfolio of Legal Affairs. He calls her attention to detail and subtle nuances when dealing with complex matters an invaluable asset within the chambers. Ms. Sharma has been serving as acting Solicitor General since June 2017. Hurricane season is here, and as Radio Cayman's Shanda Gallego reports, being prepared isn't just about shutters and food supply, it's also about medical preparation.
Hurricane preparedness can be quite stressful for most people, but Emergency Medical Services Manager for the Health Services Authority, Stephen Duvall, says having an active plan of action will be key.
Which shelter am I going to be transported to? Do you need assistance? Do I need a wellness plan now that you can mitigate that? Do you need assistance and guidance on how to prepare at home? May it be review your meds? Do I need to collect more medication? Do I need to have a family member shelter with me? So there's so many variables.
Of course.
So one plan doesn't necessarily fit all, but I think personal preparation is going to be key.
There are 7 medical shelters throughout the island. Mr. Duvall says one thing to keep in mind is that for anyone that is bedbound, it's important to have your caregiver at all times.
Now, in the event something does happen within the medical shelter, there is a diverse team of healthcare professionals that can provide care, whether it's psychological, nursing, physician, and so forth. So they can mitigate and manage. The key thing is going to be reach out to your public health centers,
okay.
Have the discussion with them, get the best guidance. It could be a matter of getting early care, early intervention that can mitigate the need for you actually going to the shelter. So there's different dynamics, but I think reaching out to your public health center, speaking with the public health nurse, speaking with your physician, and getting the best game plan is going to be really, really important.
Other personal preparation includes if you have pre-existing medications, have it readily available for emergency services. If you have a generator, there may be an interruption to electrical power. Ensure heating devices such as generators are properly ventilated, as this may expose you to carbon monoxide, which can be lethal. And as you're preparing your home, if you're using plywood, be mindful that you're not covering up your house number. This will make it easy for EMS during the search and rescue or response process. Reporting for Cayman News, I'm Shanta Gallego.
And while we're on the general subject, some bad news for tourists, but good news for Cayman. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller speaks with Chief Meteorologist at the National Weather Service, Carrie Powery, about the rough rainy weather we've been experiencing.
What is going on out there?
It's an interaction between a tropical wave, essentially over us, and an upper-level system that sort of acting as a vent, so it's allowing the system to blow up as it moves across the Western Caribbean. We expect that to continue through this evening as the tropical wave moves to the west of our area, and the upper levels still will remain favorable for continued showers and some thunder, with a slight decrease perhaps from this evening onwards.
It's pretty heavy out there right now. Are we going to see this kind of rain?
Yes, there's a possibility those showers to be locally heavy at times and lead to potential flooding of low-lying areas. The chances of that should start to decrease from this evening onwards through to tomorrow as both the systems move away from our area.
And I know it's inconvenient right now, but is this rain something that Cayman needed to be seeing?
It depends on who you ask. The farmers would say, yes, we need the rain. Statistics would tell you that the Cayman Islands do need the rain. But unfortunately for tourists, they didn't want to spend all that money to come here and be stuck indoors because of heavy showers.
So you think that everything will be cleared up by maybe Wednesday night?
That's what it's looking like. We do live in the tropics, so still chances of showers are, although low, may still produce a little bit of thunder here and there. But improvements are on the way.
And don't forget, you can get the latest weather anytime from weather.gov.ky. But of course, stay tuned to Radio Cayman. Another update from the elections office as it hits 90.2% of the number of verified signatures on a petition calling for a referendum on the cruise port project. The numbers are as of 7 p.m. on August 19th. There are 525 signatures to verify before reaching the required 25% of the registered electors required to trigger a people's-initiated referendum under the Constitution. If and when those numbers are reached, the petition would then go to Cabinet. The group Cruise Port Referendum started the petition. They say the aim is to give the voting public a chance to weigh in on government's plans to build cruise piers in the harbor and upgrade the port facilities in Georgetown in order to attract more cruise ship passengers. More than 70 Royal Cayman Islands Police Service officers intensify efforts on Thursday's Day of Action across Grand Cayman. The officers carried out duties like traffic stops, serving warrants and search warrants, mobile and foot patrols, and liquor license premises checks.
During the operation, 55 tickets were issued on traffic operations for several offenses, including speeding, illegal tint, and driving while using a mobile phone. 16 warrants were executed, and 2 persons were arrested on suspicion of possession and consumption of ganja as a result of those warrants. Several liquor license premises were also checked during the day and night to ensure that they are compliant with the liquor license law.
That's RCIPS Media Relations Officer McCall Campbell, who says the Day of Action is also about ensuring the community has an opportunity to see police.
So during the operation, we had several detectives and other officers who would normally be wearing plain clothes wear their uniforms to increase the visibility of our officers. We also had officers from the various specialist units who were reassigned to carry out frontline duties during the operation, and additional foot patrols were carried out in certain areas that usually have problems or are vulnerable to crime.
You can find out more by visiting rcips.ky. After receiving numerous calls this afternoon, the Cayman Islands Postal Service issues an advisory to customers. They say that text message you think came from them displaying the Postal Service logo wasn't from them at all. The message claims to be about a promotion with a Galaxy phone as the giveaway, but CIPS officials say they didn't send out any such message and they do not have an ongoing promotion. They also say the matter is under investigation. This week, we're highlighting the 5 contestants vying for the crown and title of this year's Miss Teen Cayman Islands. Here's Radio Cayman's Keely Ebanks with 17-year-old Shade Parchment of West Bay.
What made you join this year's pageant?
I joined this pageant because about a year ago, I was diagnosed with Graves' disease. And this disease affects your appearance. And while I got it, I experienced a lot of insecurity. So I decided that I would join to gain confidence and to encourage other girls to embrace your natural beauty.
What are some of the things that you are doing or have done to prepare for this year's pageant?
I have practiced my runway walk, my talent, and proper etiquette.
Are there any interesting facts about yourself or any hidden talents or hobbies?
The only talent that I'm aware of is singing. I sing on a regular basis, and it is kind of cool because I'm named after a singer.
So, I read that you would like to influence the youth. How would you go about doing that?
To influence the youth, I would go to the public schools and speak to them about embracing themselves and just being yourself for who you are and not trying to fit into society.
If you were to be crowned a Miss Teen Cayman Islands, what are you hoping to do with the title?
With the Miss Teen Cayman Islands title, I would use my platform to advocate for these young people in our society and try to get everyone to love themselves and go and try to achieve more in life.
Shade Parchment says to be the change you wish to see in the world. The 2019 Miss Teen pageant happens this Saturday, August 24th at the Lion Center starting at 7 p.m. For more, check out facebook.com/Miss Teen Cayman Islands.
And that's your latest local news from Radio Cayman's newsroom. I'm April Cummings.